He was taller than I had imagined him, and noisier. Here I was all by myself downstairs in the dormitory smoking room with my typewriter. And all of a sudden, there was this terrific crash and sort of sizzle, and I turned around, and there he was. "Can't you be a little quieter?" I said. "I'm trying to work." He just stood there with smoke rolling off his head. "This is as quietly as I can do it," he said apologetically. "It takes a lot of explosive power, you know." "Well, explode somewhere else," I said. "Men aren't allowed in here."
"I know," he said.
I turned around to get a good look at him. He was still smoking a little, but otherwise he seemed quite a charming young man. The horns were barely noticeable, and he was wearing pointed patent leather shoes that covered his cloven hoofs. He seemed to be waiting for me to make conversation. "You must be the devil," I said politely, and added, "I presume."
"Yes," he said, pleased. "I am the devil."
"Where's your tail?" I demanded. He blushed and made a vague gesture with his hand.
"Circumstances," he murmured.
He came over to the table where I was working.
"What are you doing?" he asked.
"I'm writing a paper," I said.
"Let's see."
He reached over to the typewriter and I shoved his hand away, getting quite a nasty burn from it, too. "Mind your own business," I told him. He sat down meekly.
"Look," he said, "do you have an extra cigarette?"
I threw the pack over to him and watched him light one with the tip of his finger. My hand was all inflamed where I had touched him, and it hurt. I held out my hand to him. "You oughtn't to treat people like that," I said. "It makes enemies." He looked at my hand sympathetically, then murmured over it, and the burn vanished. "That's better," I said. We sat back and smoked for a minute, looking at each other. He was a good-looking guy. "By the way," I said finally, "do you mind telling me what you're here for?"
"This is a college, isn't it?"
I looked at him for a minute, but he didn't seem to mean anything nasty, so I said, "You are at present in the smoking room of the largest girls' dormitory on the campus of State University, and the house mother will raise hell if she finds you here." He began to laugh, and I realized that my choice of words had been a little silly, to say the least.
"I'd like to meet this house mother," he said. I tried to imagine what that would be like and gave up.
"She's the closest thing to you you'll find on Earth," I said earnestly. He raised his eyebrows and then suddenly seemed to think of something because he reached into a pocket and pulled out a piece of paper.
"I wonder if you'd mind signing this," he asked casually.
I picked up the paper. "May I read it first?" He shrugged.
"It isn't important, but go ahead."
I read, "This gives the devil my soul." And a space was left blank for my name. "This isn't awfully legal," I said. He looked anxiously over my shoulder.
"Isn't it?" he said. "What's wrong with it?"
"Well, obviously." I threw the paper down on the table and pointed at it scornfully. "Who's ever going to think that holds in a court of law? No witnesses, 1,000 loopholes for a smart lawyer." He had picked up the paper and was frowning over it miserably.
"It's always been perfectly all right before," he said.
"Well, I'm just surprised at your methods of doing business, that's all. No court would even look at it."
"Look," he said, "we'll make out another contract, one you think is all right. I don't want to do this thing wrong after all."
I thought. "All right," I said. "I'll make one up. Mind you, I'm not awfully sure of the legal terminology, but I think I can manage."
"Go ahead," he said. "If it suits you, it suits me."
I pulled the paper out of the typewriter and found a carbon and 2 new sheets. He looked at the carbon suspiciously.
"What's that?"
"I'm making 2 copies," I told him. "I've got to keep one myself. That makes it binding."